For Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolfe. Susie Chang is a New England-based freelance writer and writes cookbook reviews for the Boston Globe. She has written a piece on marinades for NPR's Kitchen Window Online. She joins me today. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Marinades. Why do we use marinades?
Basically, the reason I use marinades is because they're the world's laziest summer meal. And I'm the world's laziest summer cook. You do the work up front. You know, you put together a marinade from as many different ingredients as you can stand, but you make a lot of it, and then you divide it up into batches, into plastic bags, and you freeze the plastic bags, and you throw them in the freezer. And then someday when you want a delicious grilled meal, you just take out the bag and you put some meat in it, and that's basically it. That's your prep. So,
wow.
Yeah, and then later on in the day, all you have to do is grill it. It's really a meal made with the greatest of ease.
And they thaw quickly.
They thaw quickly. The marinades do. You know, if you've got frozen meat, then you can thaw the meat and the marinade together safely but thoroughly if you know how to do that.
And what are the best ingredients for marinades?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Bonnie, because I have this whole theory of marinades. And I think that the successful marinade contains, without exception, the four S's: salt, sweet, sour, and savory. And also you can sometimes have spicy, the fifth S. You have an enormous variety of options. And in my article, I include a list of the different salty flavors, the different sweet flavors, the different sour ones, and the different savory ones that you can use.
Why are so many marinades Asian-inspired?
I have a theory about that, too. As you can tell, I have a theory about everything. But there aren't that many different ways that you can get that salty taste. You can use salt. But if you're using an Asian cuisine, you can use soy or fish sauce. And those two particular marinade ingredients, soy and fish sauce, in addition to being salty, also have that savory quality. And they carry the flavors deep into the meat and really create a delicious phenomenon almost every time that you use them. So I think that's why those Asian marinades based on soy and fish sauce really seem to succeed so well.
Now, there are so many bottled marinades. Mm-hmm. Why do you make your own?
Because it's so easy to do, and I'm cheap. It's really easy to make marinade. Basically, you can just connect the dots between these four or five different ingredients, and almost without fail, there will be a delicious marinade as an end result.
What kind of meats do you use marinades on?
Yeah, I think there's particular kinds that work really well. When I'm using red meat, I tend to go for very thin cuts. Thin, but juicy. So my favorite red meat cut for marinating is beef short rib, but cut flanken style, you know, so it's across the short rib, maybe a half inch thick, the way you would use it in Korean galbi, which I have a recipe for in the article.
Now, do you have to ask the butcher to cut it that way?
You do. Or you can use similar cuts of meat that are equally porous, the way that flanken cut is, our sirloin tip, or skirt steak. Those are good options as well.
And what about fish?
I actually don't tend to do fish. I do chicken, pork, and beef, because with fish, I don't actually find that marinating adds much to it. Grilling fish is a wonderful way to spend a summer weekday evening, but you don't really need a marinade for it.
What does the marinade do to the meat?
The marinade goes deep inside the meat and just gives it this flavor that permeates throughout the meat. If you can do it for 2 hours, that's okay, but the longer the better. If you can go for 8 hours or 4 hours or whatever you've managed to do, whether it's dropping it in the marinade the night before or the morning of, the longer it can sit in that marinade, the better it will taste.
If you make a batch of marinade for the next month, can you keep it in the refrigerator?
I wouldn't suggest it, because I think that the flavors tend to dull if they're allowed to develop in the refrigerator. Basically, I freeze plastic bags with marinade in them in the freezer, and I just take a bag out when I want to, and the flavor is as good as it was the day I made it.
Can you actually freeze the meat in the marinade?
You can, but that really doesn't do you much good, because the effect of the marinade doesn't begin until the marinade and the meat are thawed and acting on each other.
I see. And you talked about how wonderful marinades are for summer grilling. Do you use them throughout the year?
To tell the truth, I sometimes do. I love grilling so much that I can't stop in the summer. I actually grill right through, right to the point where the legs of the Weber grill are buried in snow.
Well, you do live in New England.
That's true.
Well, Susie, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.